This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Brunei this afternoon. Mr. Modi will arrive in Bandar Seri Begawan in short while from now in his first leg of two nations visit to Brunei and Singapore. The Prime Minister will be given ceremonial welcome at Brunei International Airport upon his arrival. The Indian community will also welcome Mr. Modi. On the first day of his visit, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to inaugurate the new Chancellery of the High Commission of India in Brunei. He is also scheduled to visit Omar Ali Saifuddin Mosque today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar said that the time has come to take the bilateral relations between India and Singapore to the next level. In an interview with the Singaporean English Daily ahead of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Singapore, Dr. S. Jayashankar said that relations between the two countries have been extremely strong over the past two decades. President Draupadi Murmu has said that all educational institutions should create a safe environment for girls as they are an integral part of the country's development. She made these remarks on the 21st convocation ceremony of Symbiosis University in Pune today. She also appreciated the university's efforts towards inclusive development with an emphasis on gender equality, noting that 8 of the 11 gold medalists were girls. Minister of Road, Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has said that the safety of citizens on roads is paramount. Addressing the second edition of Tunneling India in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari highlighted the need for cost-effective permanent solutions on roads against rainfall, landslides and floods. Mr. Gadkari also stated that the government is working to make India a $5 trillion economy. He also stressed on proven technology, economic viability, availability of raw materials and marketing at the finished product for success in projects. More than 52 crore seedlings have been planted so far under the tree plantation campaign Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam. In a social media post, Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav said, another milestone achieved in the tree plantation Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign. On the occasion of World Environment Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the campaign. Mr. Modi called upon everyone to plant a tree to pay tribute to their mothers. In Tripura, a rift in the India bloc came to the fore today when the Congress legislators did not turn up to cast their vote for the Rajya Sabha election underway in the Legislative Assembly. BJP has fielded its state unit chief Rajiv Bhattacharji, while Sudhan Das is CPIM nominee. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha and other ministers and legislators cast their votes. In the 60-seat Legislative Assembly, BJP has 33 MLAs. Alliance partners Tipra Motha has 13, whereas IPFT has 1 MLA, opposition CPIM has 10 MLAs and Congress has 3 legislators. The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast for financial year 2024-25 to 7%, up from an earlier projection of 6.6%. The International Financial Institution stated that the country's economic growth will remain strong over medium term, driven by key factors such as private consumption and investment. The statement reflects similar optimistic outlook from the International Monetary Fund, which had also revised the growth projection for India's gross domestic product for the financial year 2024-25, increasing it by 20 basis points to 7%. India has achieved 40th rank among 132 economies globally in the 2023 edition of Global Innovation Index, published by World Intellectual Property Organization. Niti Aayog said India is part of the group of countries that has climbed the GII rankings fastest over the last decade. As per the report, India has also been making most headway in innovation over the last decade. India has emerged as regional GII leader as it performed above expectation on innovation relative to the level of economic development. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.